We are excited to announce that there is a boat tracker now on the website, globalsamudflotilla.org/tracker. There you can see each of the boats, their progress, their path, and we'll be able to see if there's IOF interception. So please check that out, follow along the boats. The more eyes we have on their progress and on their safety, the safer they are, the more Israel knows that everyone is watching. So I also encourage everyone to follow along on social media. GlobalMovementToGaza.RSA is our official page, but all of the Palestinian solidarity organizations are tracking this as well. And yeah, all of our team has arrived in Tunis. They have been through training. There's some additional trainings happening now as we await the boats that have made it more than halfway from Barcelona and are on their way still to Tunis. And then they'll carry on to Gaza to attempt to open a humanitarian corridor and break Israel's illegal siege. Again, that illegal blockade of Gaza has been ongoing since 2007. There is a history of flotillas that have attempted to open a humanitarian corridor to break the siege. Some of them have made it, some of them have been harmed, and a lot of them have been captured by Israeli occupation forces. Never has this been done on such a large scale. We've got 40 some odd boats, hundreds of activists and humanitarians on them. And so we don't know what's going to happen, but we are hopeful that they will make it, that they will be able to open and hold a humanitarian corridor to keep Gaza safe, to end this horrific genocide, and to end apartheid and imperialism from this Zionist terrorist state. Thanks.